In honor of our 40th anniversary, the Cinema Library recently did an interview with Lori Buffington, one of the volunteers that was there at our founding.
My name's Mark Richardson, and I'm a librarian here at the Cedar Mill Library, and today we're going to talk with Lori Buffington. So can you tell us a little bit about you and your family and maybe your connection with the library initially?
Sure. I'm Lori Buffington, and I was born and raised in the Cedar Mill area. I grew up behind St. Vincent Hospital. I was Lori Noyes, and I've been here pretty much my whole life. So I got involved with the library when it first got started as a book van. So I've been around since its inception.
Okay. And you've lived in the area your whole life?
Yep.
Or? Okay.
I took a little break and tried Wyoming for about one summer. But, you know, otherwise I've been in the Beaverton area my whole life.
Okay. Can you recollect what life was like back in the early 70s when you're here, and what appealed to you
That's
most about Cedar Mill?
It was early 60s.
Well, we were just thinking about when the library first started.
It first started?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I actually remember more when it was the book van.
Okay.
And spending time up there in the book van, and how it was a really tight little area, but I can remember just sitting in the book van with my mom, and it was a huge thing. I was probably a teenager then, and it was a real big thing to be able to, you know, stamp books and be my dream. I was going to be a librarian.
Oh yeah.
And so, you know, stamping those books was a huge deal. Mm-hmm. And then when it moved into the building on 107th, I actually don't remember that very well. I remember a work party, getting shelves set up and stuff, but I don't remember working there. But times in the 70s, those were different. I mean, it was fun. I had a great childhood. We had, you know, we didn't have a lot of money, but I was kind of raised. I was third or fourth of four kids, so we were avid readers, and we didn't have a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
We played outside a lot, had a big piece of land, and
Oh, nice.
So
probably,
it was a pretty simple life is what I had for childhood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably pretty different than it is now, right?
Yeah. I walked to school, and, you know, the West TV is where I went to grade school. They had a nice library, but I don't know if you guys had this when you were kids, but they used to offer, like, three times a year an opportunity to buy those little Scholastic books, or I don't know if they were Scholastic, but they're, you could get these book orders.
Right.
And I can remember I'd run home with it, and my mom would only ever, and they were probably like 50 cents a book at the time,
mm-hmm.
and she would only let me buy two because all four kids wanted to buy books.
Right.
So that was a huge deal for us. And so when we got to go to the grade school and they had a library, that's how I got started checking out books. Because we just didn't buy books. So.
Okay. Do you remember when they first started talking about forming a library, or how your parents got involved?
I don't remember how, and it was just my mom who got involved, and I'm not quite sure how she did.
Mm-hmm.
I remember she went to a bunch of meetings with, was it Hoppy? And I can't remember the other gal's name. Mary Packer? She was one of the founders, I think. And she went to a couple of board meetings, and that's when she got involved with the book van. As it grew, she kind of lost interest. And then I just kind of stepped in and kept volunteering. But she quit volunteering after it got big, and they actually had the big board of directors. And then to her, it was politics. I've had enough, she quit.
Okay.
But I just kept going because I kept using the library, and so I just kept volunteering.
Mm.
But anyway, yeah.
And you said you were a big reader.
I was
a voracious
reader.
Is that the main reason you think your parents thought it was important? Or?
Yeah, I'm sure it was, because I could not keep, there were not enough books in the house to keep me satisfied.
Hmm.
So I'm sure that's why my mom got involved. But,
great.
Yeah.
Was she a big reader too?
Yeah, my whole family is pretty big. They're pretty big readers.
So it sounds like she was involved pretty much from the very beginning, and she was mostly focused on the book van.
Right. Yeah, and she volunteered after it got established, but like I said, she lost interest after it got big enough to require a board of directors and all that. She kind of stepped out of the picture, mm-hmm. and I just kept volunteering.
You think she had any inkling of what it would become later? Or?
Probably not. I mean, I know she was really, really proud of it. And the fact that, you know, she helped get it started and that it kept growing. She thought that was pretty awesome. And she never, she always had kind words to say about Otis Bales because he donated so much to the library, both, you know, with money and space, and property, all that. So, but yeah, she was always, it was always a, something she was very proud of. But I don't know, it just got too big for her.
Yeah. And can you say her name again?
Marvel Noyes.
Marvel Noyes. Yeah. Okay. You said you were stamping books. Did you do any other library-related projects at the beginning?
I'm trying to think what I did because when it was up at 107th, I don't think I volunteered there very frequently after the book van left. And I can't figure out what happened between there and when it moved down here across from what used to be the Bales Thriftway. It moved into that little, across the breezeway into that building. I worked there a lot. I was still living at home, and I remember that because I was working with Ann Ross, and I think we were typing card catalog cards.
Okay.
But I took a break, and a local paper came in, and I can't remember, you know, it was Valley Times or something. And that's where I found my first place. I circled it and called, and that's where I found my first, when I moved away from home. I found it while I was supposed to be working in the library. But, so I was 19, 20 then, 76.
Okay.
Yeah. So in 76, it was across from the Thriftway. And that, I think. And so.
And so you.
And then I volunteered there until. I actually don't remember how long I volunteered there. I volunteered there for a while, but once I moved away from home.
Yeah.
I did other things. The library wasn't as important.
I can imagine.
Took time out, and then I came back to it.
So when did you come back?
Gosh, I don't know. Since it's moved here.
Were there other kids involved in the library? And what sort of activities?
None of my siblings. Is that what you mean? As far as family goes, none of my siblings used the library much that I'm aware of. My sister by then was off in high school. And you know.
It sounds like you might have been too old for story time by that point.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I didn't do any of the... I didn't partake in any of this stuff they had, and I never got involved in the second edition other than to donate to it occasionally. Mm-hmm. But I didn't volunteer in anything that wasn't, you know, typing or front desk stuff.
Right. And do you remember your mom discussing the larger process? You kind of alluded to the politics of everything, but about forming a nonprofit or anything like that?
I don't remember her doing that other than we all... I know when they came up with the dues thing, we had a big conversation because we have another neighbor, Jim Hoover, who is a lifetime member here. He's since passed away. But it was a big deal because he always had money, and he donated, like, huge in my mom's eyes because we just donated annually, you know, and kept the library afloat. But Jim gave big, and Mom was always so proud of him because she couldn't.
Yeah. Right.
So, but yeah, as far as the politics and her talking about it, I don't really remember that part other than that we gave every year. Mm-hmm. So.
Any other challenges or obstacles that you can remember or things that she may have said?
Mm-mm. I don't really remember. There's never been anything negative. You know, it's always been just something she's always been really, really proud of. And me too. You know, I can always say I tell everybody I was here when it was a book van. But I didn't have a whole lot to do with its actual growth other than donating my time.
So. And it says you were typing up cards for the card catalog or things like that. Was that any sort of challenge? How did you learn to do that? Did somebody train you? Or
just the library staff. Yeah. I mean, but that was my thing. I typed in school. You know, I was the classic fast typist. Back in the day when, you know, you took shorthand and typing instead of keyboarding. Mm-hmm.
So as you got older, how did the library keep pace with your needs? Sounds like you went away for a while and came back.
I went away as far as volunteering, but I've always come to the library for my books. Mm-hmm. In fact, I don't buy books. I'm not one of those, you know, that hoards books. I have one bookshelf at home, but it only has like good reference materials. I don't buy books. I just can't justify it because I don't need to.
Right. But as far as like adding movies or ebooks or anything like that, is any of that stuff?
Not yet.
No? Okay.
No, I've rented some movies, but
mostly it's,
it's just books. Okay. Yeah. And I can't get to the ebook point yet. I still like to hold that book in my hand.
Yeah.
Although I'm doing enough traveling now that it's a real pain to pack books.
Yeah. I can imagine.
But I haven't looked into the ebook thing yet.
So can you talk a little bit about what you're doing today with the library and, you know, how you think about it all these years later? Any surprises?
Today
along
I'm
the way?
Still typing for the library. But now I type spine labels instead of card catalogs since we're all electronic. And I love it because it's just a nice quiet time. I come up here to the processing room and it's nice decompression from after a day at work, and it really doesn't take a lot of thought. It's not, you know, it's not taxing, but it's something I really enjoy doing. I would enjoy shelving. I also volunteer at the Beaverton Foursquare Library, but I've realized that as I get older, I really don't like going down to those bottom shelves anymore. It's kind of hard. So
yeah.
I laminate occasionally and, you know, things like that, but mm-hmm. I kind of like the whole hands-on typing stuff.
Yeah, anything surprised you along the way volunteering here? Or?
No.
Yeah.
No. I mean, it surprises me when I took the class. I retook the class when I came back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised. I'm proud of how many volunteers we have. I'm surprised at the number of volunteers. I never realized. I mean, this place is big. You don't think about it because I come up in this little room. I don't think about all the man hours it takes to run this place.
Right.
It's really impressive, and I'm very proud.
So knowing that, you know, other communities in the area like Alloa are starting their own libraries, do you have any advice that you would offer them or things to think about as they get started?
I'm just a true advocate of libraries, so I don't know what else to do other than to tell them to just get out there and get their volunteers. I like how we get kids from the schools, though. I didn't realize we had such a good large presence from the schools, but I guess part of it is because they are required to have volunteer hours now in high school and
right.
stuff. I didn't realize that because they didn't have that when I was in school.
Yeah.
So
might
that's
as well
nice.
Do it here, right?
That's right.
Did you go to any of the Mig Mess events or anything like that?
I attended some of those, but I only donated to them. I never helped run them.
Okay.
Yeah. I donated and went to a couple, but I'm not a big yard sale kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I don't go to second edition because I'm not a shopper. I'm just a reader.
Okay.
So, yeah, but I have a lot of good memories. I've met a lot of really nice people while I've been working here and throughout the years. So it's really a blessing to me because I love reading, and I think it's a great opportunity. I hope they never get rid of libraries. I don't want to go electronic. I don't care what they say. Got to have books.
Well, great. Appreciate you taking the time to tell us a little bit about it.
Thank you.
Question.
It was a pleasure.